This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's not the Dave Clark Five, but it's a British group. I want to say the Guess Who.
That is exactly right. Guess Who, yeah.
Guess Who.
Yeah. Okay. We went through the first chorus earlier, yeah.
Yes, I see.
Who?
That.
All right, Guess Who. Seven after the hour. It's Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. The good, the bad, the ugly, all part of our lives every single day. And I guess maybe the ugly part of our lives in terms of weather is that it's winter, folks. It's not climate change. It's not the sky is falling. It's why is this so difficult? We have become such wimps. Oh, it's going to snow and we'll get a couple of inches. It's horrible. The news media, like pictures of trucks in various parts of the country because of the snowstorm, have gone off the road and turned over. Happens every year. It isn't this year. It wasn't just last year. It happens every year, for God's sakes. So here it is on the East Coast. Millions of Americans are under flood watches. So what, are you stupid enough to go out in a flood, or do you stay home? Right? What's the millions are under flood watches. Yeah. So what? Power outages and extreme weather. It isn't extreme. It's winter. Power goes out. It's windy. Raining. Snowing. Forecasters warning of flooding along the East Coast. New York, Philadelphia, Boston. A lot of tornadoes, actually, across the Florida Panhandle and into the Carolinas. The high plains through the upper Midwest. Blizzard conditions there. There's an Arctic front that's getting going on the Pacific Northwest. More snow. We've had 2-3 feet of snow in the Pacific Northwest in the mountains there. In Iowa, they have the presidential caucuses, Jen, next week. Snow, high winds. Oh, no! The Republicans had to cancel their campaigning because of the bad weather yesterday. Oh, no!
Ron DeSantis was supposed to be in Iowa for a Fox News town hall yesterday. And I guess he was delayed so much that they didn't think he was going to make it. He just, like, sped in at the last second.
He's a Floridian. He doesn't know what to do with the snow.
Well, I mean, his plane was delayed, so it wasn't even like something that he did. It was the plane. But the 15th is the caucus. And what's interesting about a caucus state is that you have to be there in person, and you have to, you know, you start out in your corner for your candidate, and then you move corner to corner, and people try to win you over, and it's, you've got to be there, and you've got to be there in person. And so the weather is a big concern, but Iowa, they're used to this, aren't they? Isn't this old hat?
It's winter. Here's another headline. Deadly winter storm to unleash more snow, wind, and rain in the Northeast. The sun's out here now. But what's going to happen tomorrow? Deadly. Most of these storms, people, what they do is go out and shovel snow. It's mostly older men who are out of shape, and invariably it happens every year. They start shoveling the snow. It's a heavy, wet snow. It's too much for them, so they have a cardiac arrest, and they fall down the snow, and they're dead. That's what happens.
I wouldn't poo-poo that. That's a serious concern.
No, it's something to be aware of and not to do. If you're out of shape, don't be a dummy. And don't go out and shovel the snow. Hire some 14-year-old kid, if you can find him. They're not so preoccupied with their device that they can go out for $10 and shovel your driveway and shovel the walks around. But don't you do it. It's not. It's dumb. That is dumb. All right. So everybody taking care of that, okay?
I think so.
Yeah. There's a Red Cross announcement, and I'm not doing it because I don't like the Red Cross, but I am doing it because I think that this announcement is important. You don't have to. I go to the local hospital here and give blood. Matter of fact, I was thinking of doing it this week, and now I just see that there's an emergency blood shortage. So please be a good American. Donate your blood. The blood shortage happens at this time every year. The lowest number of people giving in 20 years. Hospitals are receiving blood products, whole blood, red blood cells, plasma, platelets. And this is the reason they're doing it is because people are avoiding the Red Cross and they're going into the hospitals themselves and giving in. My blood gets used in the hospital where I donate blood. It gets used right there, and it usually gets used in 24 hours. That's what they tell me when I go over there to give blood. So perhaps you do not. It's a really good feeling, frankly. It is a very good feeling. But it's also good for other people. Our lives here as Americans or on this planet, you can't live it in isolation. You need to be aware of what's going on around you. How can you help other people in many different ways? One of the ways you can help at this time of year is to give blood. All right? So do it. Don't do nothing. Do something. Give blood generously. Okay. The situation in the Middle East with the Israel-Hamas war. Americans and British forces shot down a barrage of missiles yesterday in the Red Sea. They come from Yemen. Here we go again. And the Yemenis, as they call themselves, are being funded by the Iranians. I think this is going to erupt. I think there's going to be a. I don't want to think this, but I think that this is when Hamas is put into place. The Israelis are going to go after the Iranians. You think, am I right or not, Jennifer?
I don't know if they're going to go straight after Iran. That's what needs to happen, though, because if you want to see these terror groups not funded anymore, Iran is the leading state sponsor of terror on our planet. So they're linked to all of these attacks and to multiple groups with multiple agendas.
It just is it's nutty. Speaking of nutty, did you see this story about the Hasidic Jews in New York? Having a fight. The
tunnel system? That's crazy, right?
It is. There's a bunch of tunnels under a synagogue in Brooklyn, and they think it's being used for migrant families, in illegal migrant families. And so they're, the Hasidic Jews are the most conservative of all the Jewish tribes, and they aren't much when it comes to law and regulation. They kind of do what they want to do or what their teachings force them or push them into doing. So, I mean, I first saw this, I'm thinking about the tunnels that are under the old city of Jerusalem and under places on the Palestine side where the tunnels are everywhere so that Hamas can, again, what are you thinking? And what's going on? It's craziness. I think it is. I don't know enough.
Yep,
I'm trying to figure out more about what's going on. I can't quite get the rhyme or reason yet for it. A man caught on a camera accosting a Las Vegas judge in court. Did you talk about this yesterday?
Yeah. Did you see? Well, you saw the original attack, right?
He jumped over the bench and went after the judge. This was last week. And he was shackled and monitored. He went before the same judge, sentenced to 4 years in state prison.
For a different crime. This isn't even for jumping
over. Yeah, he was in for the last crime. Right, exactly. So, what are they, he said, the judge said, I want to make it clear I'm not charging or modifying the sentence I was in the process of imposing last week before I was interrupted by your actions. So he didn't give him any more time, but he didn't give him any more. He could, but he could have been tried and convicted of, right? Isn't there a
Well, remember, he was in front of the judge, and the judge was like, look, you've got a rap sheet a mile long. We're going to have to put you in jail. And so that's when, and I guess he was, she was making some comments about that in the courtroom, and that's when this guy jumps over and lunges at her, cracks her head. I mean, it was frightening. And so when he was in court yesterday, I think for a different set of charges, he's got to come back, I think, next week or the week after for the charges of lunging at the judge. They had him fully in, like, this mesh in, like, I don't know. He's like encapsulated in mesh. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that he couldn't do anything. So he couldn't move. And I'm glad they did. I mean, you can't trust the guy to sit in court and just take his sentencing. So I guess you have to do that. But man, oh man, I don't know if I'd want to be the same judge in that case.
Before you have to go, you're usually a better student of this than am I. Congress trying to avoid a shutdown, and there are three problems that Mike Johnson is facing. Can you enumerate those? I think it has to do with the Agriculture Department. I know that because I'm reading it in the ag trades. But military funding for various construction projects and energy projects. So they're, you know, the Biden people are off on a toot again on energy and, you know, electric cars and all that stuff.
Green
and
stuff.
The Republicans don't want to fund it, and I don't blame them. I don't think they should be funding it to the extent that they are. So can he get this through?
It's a celebration that they get the deal, but you've got the Republicans to vote for it, and not a lot of them are happy.
No. Well, they ought not to be. There's nothing about this as good as far as I'm concerned. All right, 18 after the hour, you're listening to the Good Day program for Wednesday.
And paid for by America First Tax Group. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-209-3734 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-209-3734. That's 800-209-3734. Again, 800-209-3734.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now 23 after the hour on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on celebrity gossip, things that are trending in the top 10. And one of the names there today is Jessica Alba, who is focused on what led she and her daughter to pursue therapy together. Very interesting. She's 42 years old, has three children. So why did she decide to do this? I'll tell you the answer to that question after this.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so Jessica Alba, accomplished actress, mother of three. She's been pretty open about her family's mental health care. And so now she decided that she actually came to the decision to honor the problems that she knew her family had. By taking hold of her children and having preventative therapy, which I thought was it's an interesting phrase, preventative therapy. She thinks, I have to agree with her, I think therapy is very helpful if you have the right therapist. It's the same as physical therapist, a mental therapist, someone who can understand you, what you're all about, help you make decisions that you are having a hard time making, or doing something with your life that you need and want to do, but you can't seem to get over the hurdles. That's all mental stuff. And somebody who's well trained in it can help you straighten out things that are sometimes gone blurry in your brain. So She said that she has been through all of this and has come out on the other side of it. She wanted to get to the point of how was in her head is affecting her work. And she said, quote, "The therapist allowed me to see that it's natural for me and my children to disagree. It's not always about being right or rational." And we all know that, having parents and been parents and grandparents. It's a process. She has, let's see, her children are 6 and 12. Her husband, as far as I can tell, is not participating in this for whatever the reason. I don't know, and I'm not going to be judgmental. But because children, as they're growing up, especially today with all the confusion, you know, I'm looking at a 12-year-old, and this 12-year-old is probably either being bullied because she doesn't have a device or she has a device and it's, you know, it gets used improperly. The problems of our country now today, many if not most of them, are caused by social media and devices. So they may have been a godsend for some things, but they certainly are not a godsend for stability, peace of mind, or, you know, just having to get your head screwed on the right way. If you, at this age, you're really concerned about what others think about you. So she brought her children to have family counseling, to have them understand what these issues are all about. So good for her. I think that's swell. All right, we have 28 after the hour now here on Good Day.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Doug Steffen here with a reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months where you can get two free nights in Las Vegas. And all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time. Couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas, by dialing 800-419-DOUG. What could be simpler? There's no contest involved here. It's just fun. Nobody's going to ask you for your name, your date of birth, all that stuff. Nope. Just anticipate fun. 541 Travels has put this deal together, so latch on to that and them by dialing 800-419-DOUG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The Biden administration is rejecting claims that are being made before an international criminal court that Israel is prosecuting a genocide in Gaza. During public remarks after a meeting with Israeli officials in Tel Aviv Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the claims have no merit.
Those who are attacking Israel continue to call for the annihilation of Israel and the mass murder of Jews.
Blinken also called for the release of hostages still held by Hamas. Bail is set at $750,000 for the man charged in the suspected murder of rapper Tupac Shakur years ago. Attorneys for Dwayne Davis tried to argue in the Las Vegas court Tuesday for leniency, but the court judge set bail at that amount and then set a source hearing and laid out house arrest conditions for Davis. He's accused of killing rapper Tupac Shakur back in 1996. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I can feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Hello, my name is Lance Evan Fisher. This is my grandson's radio show, the Good Day Radio Program.
Give it a try.
No. Try not. Do. Or do not. There is no try.
I love that. Yoda is my hero. Has been for a long time. I got a big poster, a Yoda poster up in my studio here. And yes, talking to Mark Hamill. Did you see Mark Hamill on the Golden Globes the other night? I thought he's gone from, he aged tremendously, and then he seems to have cleaned himself up a little bit. I don't know if that's the right way of putting it, but he looked, I thought he was well done. the other night. So congratulations. Here's a good story. I always like these sorts of stories that focus on goodness. Here's an 80-year-old letter that was delivered after it was found at an Illinois post office. Letter that was lost in the mail in 1943, delivered after 80 years. The letter addressed to Mr. and Mrs. George reemerged at the post office in DeKalb, Illinois. One of the employees at the post office tracked down the surviving members of the family, found a lady, a young, not so young anymore, I guess, Grace Salazar, the daughter of Louis George, to whom the letter was addressed. The letter was from Louis's first cousin. He was sending condolences to the family that they lost their daughter to cystic fibrosis back in that year. And so the post office employee who found the letter knew that it had disappeared because it was behind. If you ever been in a post office in the back room where they sort the mail, they have these big metal stacking things. I worked at the post office one summer when I was in college, and they separate it. Now they do it a little bit more mechanically, but there still is an amount of human separation going on. So I can see how something like this could have gotten lost behind that big shelf. And so they found the letter and they delivered it. And even though it was a sad, the note was sad, sad reality, it's kind of, I don't know, just kind of neat when those things happen, I think. The winter storm, which is getting way too much play, but it makes for good headlines. The weather is battling the rain and the winds and the snow and yeah, it's all over the place, all over much of the country. And so the circumstances have surfaced as to what the records show. All right. Now keep in mind, records didn't start being kept till 1880. There were no weather records of what the weather was like in the United States or any place else on the planet till 1880. So all of this is relative. It's been 174 years of recorded measurements. And so the rise in the global temperature is 1.5 degrees since back in 1880. The temperature on the planet has gone up 1.5 degrees, the average temperature. So what does that do to the future? Well, how do you know what's going to happen in the future? You can predict to a certain extent. There is some data that's going to be released this week by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, another government agency like NASA. And so this is supposed to scare the hell out of us when it comes to global warming. Yeah. I'm not scared. I think, and people who are practical and understand what the planet, it may not be good for humanity. That could scare you. But the planet changes and continues to change and will continue to change. So it's not like this is a new occurrence. I wish people would educate themselves instead of being, the old what to teach rather than how to, the teaching of what to think rather than how to think. Critical minds look at this stuff and they say, wow, is this all there is? Is there more information to be had? And yes, there is. So I just would like people to calm down about this. So having said that, this is something that I'm not calm about at all. You can tell I have sort of a thing going on this week, and I've had it for the last month or so, as I've realized what human trafficking is all about. The Super Bowl, believe it or not, which is coming up, every year the Super Bowl is, we think about the rivalry and the revelry and yada yada, but we don't think about what goes on behind the scenes. Lots of temporary employees, the workers, labor opportunities, and where they get these people from. It comes from this pool, many of them, of human trafficked, mostly women, but some men. And then with that, and with the people that come to town, wherever the Super Bowl is, there's always sexual exploitation going on. So when you think about your enthusiasm for the game, I'm not trying to throw cold water on it, but you should know what's going on behind the scenes. And that is one of the things going on behind the scenes. Trafficking is such a serious issue, far-reaching impact. I bet nobody ever thought about that until I just brought it up, right? But this is something every year that gets dealt with at this time of year. And then when you think about how it affects people around the globe, this is more scary than global warming, I think. Here's Jerry Jenkins with some more.
For over a decade, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security Center for Countering Human Trafficking's Blue Campaign has been committed to increasing awareness to help combat human trafficking. Brandy Bynum, Blue Campaign Section Chief, has more.
Human trafficking is the use of force, fraud, or coercion to obtain some type of labor or commercial sex act. It can happen in any community, and anybody can be a victim. Traffickers use violence, manipulation, false promises of well-paying jobs, and romantic relationships to lure victims.
You can help fight this heinous crime. January 11th is National Human Trafficking Awareness Day, or Wear Blue Day.
On this day, join Blue Campaign to combat human trafficking by raising awareness. Wear blue, the international color of human trafficking awareness. Then take a photo and post it on social media using the hashtag Wear Blue Day. Encourage friends and family to post as well. It takes us all to make a difference.
Learn more at dhs.gov/bluecampaign.
And paid for by America First Tax Group. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-209-3734 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-209-3734. That's 800-209-3734. Again, 800-209-3734.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With extra money, you'll save. You can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
About 44 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I have the pleasure of talking to a gentleman who runs a radio station in Youngstown, Ohio, where we have shown up here this week for the folks listening in Youngstown and Akron, that whole area of Ohio. I have great fondness for the state of Ohio. I went to college there. And so whenever we can pluck a station from Ohio, I always consider it a feather in my cap. And Carl Bloom is the manager of the station, WYOH in Youngstown. Carl, I invited to come on to talk a little about this area. I often do this. When a new station comes on from an area that a lot of people might not know, I figure it's good for a lot of different reasons to bring somebody like you on, Carl, to talk about this part of the country, because I don't think there are a lot of people that know a whole lot about Youngstown. And how close is Youngstown to Akron? I never have quite paired that thing up as well as I should have.
Well, good morning, Doug. Youngstown is about 45 minutes from Akron. It's just a quick drive down I-76 to the west. You could be there like 40, 45 minutes, depending on where you get on the freeway in town.
Yeah. What's the best thing about Youngstown in terms of educational opportunities, business? What kind of industry do you have there? Just give us a sort of an overview of Youngstown.
Wow. Well, there is a lot here. If you're going to start a business, there's a lot of resources for small businesses and entrepreneurs. Colleges, we have Youngstown State University, which is downtown Youngstown. We also have Kent State, which is a short drive down I-76 towards Akron and Kent. But they also have a Trimble branch and a Salem branch. So they've kind of tried to do the community college thing and kind of branch out a little bit that way. As far as tourism, we have Mill Creek Park, which is a huge metropolitan park. It's beautiful any time of the year you go there. And, of course, we can't forget the food because everybody loves food. There's a whole lot of Italian, mom-and-pop Italian restaurants, and just there's so many talented people that have restaurants here. The main strip, basically, in Boardman, which is 224, is just lined with restaurants. And a lot of them are locally owned, so there's no shortage of good places to go and eat.
I drove across the state on 224 many times. I would fly into Akron and then get on 224 and drive to Heidelberg, which was my alma mater over on the other side of the state in Tiffin. And I always loved that ride because of, as much as anything else, looking at all the farms across there. What's agricultural the Youngstown area in terms of big ag or of ag? I'm not a fan of commercial big huge ag. I like the farmers, the local farmers. So what's farming like in your area?
There is a lot of farming. It's a lot of small farms, family run farms. A lot of them have really evolved their business from like farming into like becoming like starting up like small markets where they offer like donuts and all kinds of other things besides the regular farm, what you would find at a farm. I don't know if you've ever heard of a place out here called White House Fruit Farms. It's known everywhere for their donuts and their apple cider. And again, that's another family owned business that's been around for a very long time.
Yeah, you see, one of the things that I find really heartening is the fact that in areas like yours, there are lots of local farmers, and they are doing new and better things to have people. And it started with COVID as much as anything else. I bet that happened in your area, too. When people couldn't get groceries in the grocery store, they go look around and, well, look at this farm that's here. Let's go over and check that out. So far,
there's also been like a lot of the farm stands that show up like on the street corners or in front of other local businesses, especially like in the summertime. So there's really no shortage of, freshly grown produce here in the area.
What's the big industry?
I would say right now they're really pushing the electric vehicles. GM just built a whole new battery plant here. Because they had the GM Lordstown plant, which they unfortunately closed a few years ago. Yep. And so in that plant though, they put in, they've been trying to develop electric vehicles out of that plant. It really hasn't caught on just yet, but manufacturing, there's a whole bunch of industry here and
good
places that you could get in employment.
Yeah. All right. WYOH, Youngstown, Ohio. Carl Bloom, the manager of the station here, talking about that part of Ohio. Thanks.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I know he's going to recognize this, so let's get into it. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, with Movie Moments. This is from what obscure music is this from?
Some sort of theme from a sequel, an obscure sequel to The Blob called Beware of the Blob that was made in 1972, directed, dug by Larry Hagman, who went on to play J.R. Ewing in Dallas. He shot it for $150,000. He got Carol Lindley and Cindy Williams to be in that film. It's really forgotten. The reason we play that is because Warner Brothers evidently has announced that a director named David Buckner, who did a remake of Hellraiser on Hulu, is going to write and direct a remake of The Blob. The first one came out in 1958, starred Steve McQueen, which I love, one of the great B-movies of all time. But a director named Chuck Russell directed a remake in 1988 that starred Kevin Dillon and Shawnee Smith that I also love. I thought it was a terrific film, way ahead of its time in terms of special effects. I'm actually on board with this remake because I think the premise is sort of fun, and I think it's a generational item. But I don't remember the 72 Larry Hagman movie. I got to go and watch that. It's more comedic, supposedly, and somewhat forgotten. But The Blob, Doug, I know you'll be first online. I'll be right with you.
Yeah, right. I'll be right there. Kelsey Grammer wants Shelley Long to come back to Frasier to revive the character of Diane. Apparently, he says there's something that has to be put to bed, an issue with her on, Kelsey Grammer's show came out of Cheers, didn't it? Wasn't it?
It did. It was a spin-off. Here's the thing. I mean, this is pure speculation. I don't know any of this for a fact. But Shelley Long, who was terrific, and she was terrific in the movie Night Shift with Ron Howard, who directed with Henry Winkler and Michael Heaton in 82. And she was great, and I mean great, on Cheers. But she's a pretty aloof personality. And I think they deemed her a loose
unworkable.
I don't know how stable. I don't. I mean, I'd love to see that, but I don't know anything about her in a personal life. Has she been acting or what she's up to? But I mean, that'd be awesome if that happened. I'd love to see that.
So you know this the Kelsey Grammer character, Frazier, and the whole business about him being a Republican, a Trump supporter. Do you know how how ridiculous this is? That people don't want to watch the show now because they found out that he likes Trump. What?
Yeah,
what's the matter
I remove myself. I don't. You know, the work and personal life.
Yeah.
Unless they kill people, I don't care. I personally don't care.
Neither.
Listen, he's a smart guy. He's a heck of an actor. He does good work, and his wife called him then you disbelief, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Here's a big story. What do you think of this one? It was announced yesterday. Tom Cruise, who's had a production company for a long time at Paramount Pictures, has moved and signed a first look deal with Warner Brothers and setting up shop there.
Wow.
That's probably not a good thing for the stability of Paramount. And I might tell you, you know, there's been talks over the last month that Paramount was going to sell to Warner Brothers. That might lead you to believe that something is a little financially shaky over at that studio.
Yep.
I wonder what that means, if there was any possibility of another, I guess he's done the Mission Impossible series. Top Gun was, I think that was Universal, that deal. So let's see how that plays out.
He can write his own ticket, man, and he should be able to as well.
60 years old. Man. Not many 60-year-old actors have the immense power of Tom Cruise. They simply don't.
Well, you get guys like, Robert, what's the matter with me?
De Niro?
De Niro with Scorsese.
Yeah, a little different, though. I mean, De Niro's more of a supporting actor at this point. And it's like, nobody's going to say, oh, Robert De Niro, movie's going to make $100 million. Tom Cruise, that's a different
kind of
thing. Here's what I want to get your opinion on, a memory. This day in TV history, January 10th, 1995, The Late Show with Tom Snyder premieres. It started at 12:30 at night, ran for 4 years. I used to like him on that show. You have thoughts on that one?
Yeah, he was very good, very quirky, very good with people. He was mimicked a lot by the folks on SNL. I remember
that. Did he smoke on that show, Doug?
Yes, he did. He was a big smoker. That's what killed him in the end. It was, in a manner of speaking, it was part of his character. Maybe Carson smoked early on in that show as well, and that's what killed him at the age of 79. So there's a warning there, I guess, much as anything else. All right, Chucker, talk to you tomorrow. Movie Moments here on Good Day. Thank you. You too. 59 past the hour.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.